every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something than larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized by the storytellers, by the loyalty, by the memory of those who honor him and make the running the man did live forever.
It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Man. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character. It stinks in here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Why? I don't know.
Stank a lot.
Just don't touch it. Oh, man.
I think it's done.
Done?
Is it done? Okay. Nah, all right, I'm going to leave it like that.
Yeah, just don't
wow, your
it.
Mic wasted no time this week not working.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right out the gate.
Oh, man. See Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We're live on CWERadio.com. Clutch nowhere to be found in the chat room.
He's upset the Devil's probably lost tonight.
He's probably in Wildwood because it's like 80 degrees. Oh, no, he's here. Yay! Sorry. Sorry for making fun of you. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
And what are we celebrating today?
Hanukkah.
It is Passover, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Our friend Dawson's back in studio.
Yeah, we got to get
Hopper.
Got to get the camera on him. I think when you went to fix the headphones, it got knocked off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But hey, Steve and I are both sporting.
Who?
That guy.
Who? Sporting wood.
And the next person in the studio, if you've listened to the show before, you might know him from the intro. Steve is back.
Are you guys that still guy. Farters?
No, we gave that up a long time
me
ago.
Me too.
We're going to bring it back today.
I want to mention that story. That was, how long ago was that? God, that was like, what, 90? 8.99? No.
Well, I really quit farting.
No, you didn't.
Not
wait,
really did.
I hadn't seen Steve in like years.
It was like probably like 05, 06.
I'm sure the couch has a little more story about you quitting farting.
And like I meet up with him in Pizza Hut.
A little
and
more
we're
to
just
Dawson.
Like we're just like kind of going back and forth like
a little more.
Not
more,
sure.
A little more.
Matt's just trying to get off camera.
Good.
Yeah. A little more.
And yeah, first one of the first things Steve says to me, still farting?
What's up, dude? You still farting?
I don't do that no more.
And he's like, no, I don't do it anymore. I
think I got like prostate problems.
And then within like 3 minutes, you just like ripped a fucking Reesty one.
Yeah! I quit because exactly. You know what it is? It got pointless. I don't know if it's because of my age or what, but now my farts are just like.
Oh, you're so grown up.
Like, why?
They get funnier. They get funnier when you get older.
It ain't worth it no more.
That was worth it.
It ain't worth it, he says.
You just oh my god!
You just blew Matt out of the water.
I'm back, bitch.
A perfect split to get that one out.
I feel so warm.
Dude!
What?
Oh my god!
Fuck!
What's wrong?
Oh!
That ain't me. That's your dog, Derek.
Dude. Oh, god damn it!
I caught drafted out.
Damn it, god damn it!
I'm
oh, I see stars.
That's terrible.
You know, you've got a handstand too long. You see the white, little white stars.
Yes.
Like, Matt like leaned in to like imitate the fart.
Yeah.
I really don't fart no more. That was really the first.
No.
I lost my vision and my eyes are tearing.
Dude, it smells so bad.
I like re-virgined myself.
Oh, it's not. It's terrible.
I re-virgin-denized myself.
Whoa.
Dude, I can't even.
Yeah, you can.
No.
No, it smells bad.
I'm gonna throw up.
It's not that bad by me.
Did that fart at least sound good?
Gonna throw up. Well, that was beautiful. You did like a split for that one. It was like brr, brr, brr. Gonna throw up.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh no.
Yes, Febreze me.
Got my eye. I'm suing.
I hope your clothes don't smell like that. It's like
no, that
fake.
Smells good actually.
Yeah, no, it smells good, but it's like fake.
Yeah. It's fake. What is that?
Don't mix it. I'm gonna throw up.
Vomitose.
We didn't even get out of introduction yet. They're already were dying.
Gross. Gross.
I love how I said it's right. Yeah, I stopped farting just to fart.
Yeah, look, I proved to you it's worthless. Look.
Look, I swear I stopped farting.
If you work for Apple, your name would be Steve Slobs.
Now it just smells like someone shit in a laundromat.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in the laundromat doing your laundry.
Yeah.
Who farted?
Yeah. Who farted out fresh linens?
Who's washing dirty
drawers?
That's
why I hate, like, the air freshness ruined strawberries for me. Yeah. And I'm like, great, now...
I can't eat strawberries.
I can't eat strawberries no more. I hear the word strawberry, I think shit.
Yeah. I love lemon meringue. I'll get this for the bathroom.
Yes, perfect.
Next time you get a lemon meringue pie, you're like, oh. God. Somebody fart?
Oh, man. When we were working real late on, was it Friday? We were like trying to back clean up to get the rest of that shit done. I was working with Anthony, and I was just farting the whole time. And I'm going up on the jack. I'm like, hold on a second. I'm going to go up real high for you.
Matt.
I'm like, ooh! And he's just like, and he just runs.
Matt, do you realize that you breathe the fart?
Yeah,
like
I do.
You,
it's gross.
When you fart, that's how you get your oxygen.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty, Ola. You know, right there? But yeah.
It's an earthquake.
But I kept farting the whole time I was moving all of our Ethernet, and it was the nastiest, wettest, squishiest. Like I should have wiped my ass after every one of them farts.
Yeah, but you just figured your underwear would soak it up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna keep like a roll of toilet paper stuffed in your ass crack.
Yep. And then and there was one of them where he came over from the labels. He comes back over and he's getting ready to put something up, and he just walks behind me, and I'm like, that's a bad idea. And he goes, he just starts like gagging.
Well, he's got to learn from mistakes. That's something he's going
to
learn in life.
Better to learn from my mistakes than from the mistakes of others.
Derek, you're right.
I had to blow my nose.
Our producer's back now.
That's, you know, it's physically impossible to blow your nose.
Matt's going to have lung cancer.
Wow.
Who said that?
Clutch.
What, from breathing my farts?
It's pretty nasty.
He like directly breathed it in.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
like
darn
you did
hit.
Mine.
Yeah, it was bad.
That one time.
Oh, yeah.
Sunk my battleship.
But the plus side of that is that you prevented an aneurysm. When you made me leak out my nose.
Yeah.
That could have been worse. Did you ever hear that story, Dawson?
No.
Go ahead, Derek. Tell him.
That was in Philly, right?
Yeah. We were, you know, spending the night farting on each other and shit. Steve's sitting on the couch, so I get up on the couch and I put my ass right by his face. And he does one of these, like, turns his head and goes... And as he breathed in, I farted. So he just totally breathed in my fart.
Like direct meth hit.
You could have, like, if you had a lighter and spit it out, it would have been a flame.
Like people do meth, but I did meth. Yeah.
Like he put his nose like right on my ass and breathed it in as I was
gotta
farting.
Gotta love it.
So as he's sitting there laughing and holding his nose, all of a sudden it starts bleeding.
No!
Both nostrils.
He's just full on bleeding everywhere.
No.
He blew my fucking capillaries up.
Yeah, what comes out of your ass that you make someone else?
It's a real sinus burning methane.
He was he was terrorism before terrorism.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm the original. I'm the OG.
Yeah.
Osama shit Laden.
He prays to Butlah.
Butlah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Osama bin shitting.
I'll never forget. Dawson, I don't know if you ever heard the story too, but there was a time I clogged the toilet with diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Yeah,
that's
diarrhea.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Really
there was
impressive.
So much diarrhea clogging the toilet, and this guy wanted me on my like first night ever living in Philly to venture out at like 2 a.m. to look for a toilet plunger.
Yeah. And he comes home from work, and he goes in there. And
no,
he,
Craig
he
and Carly
quote,
were there. It
quote,
wasn't
work.
No, you were working.
Quote, I wasn't working.
Because that was your big excuse.
It was
you worked
night.
All day.
No.
I know. You worked all day at Kmart.
That was my big excuse.
Yeah, because...
Quote, working.
Did you know I was hired as the assistant manager?
To a Kmart in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, I was one of two white people that worked there.
Yeah, that's why you were yes.
the aside from the manager.
You were the assistant white person.
Yeah, you know why? They hated me. All the brothers hated me.
Of course they did.
Because they were like, who's this white bitch that's getting this job? I wanted this
they
job
hated
for years.
You before you got the job.
Mm-hmm. They're like, I haven't called out all year. Just to get that spot.
I haven't called out all week.
Yeah.
I want that extra 50 cents an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
50 cent.
50.
You know what it is? The management there in Philly, they were like, yo, we don't want to throw you to the wolves. They'll fucking eat you up if we just put you on the register. So we're going to hire you as, fucking, as my assistant.
Shaniqua.
You're going to work with Tyrone.
There was one other white person working in the whole store. It was the white bitch that had a black kid.
The security.
Yeah. Oh. That's just a true story.
Anyway, so yeah, Steve comes home, clogs up the toilet. I go in there. I'm like, what the fuck? And I said, you know, you need to, we didn't have a plunger yet. We just moved in. I was like, you got to go get a plunger. And he's like sitting on the couch, much like he is just now. I remember your arm being behind your head.
It's relaxing.
And you were like, no, I'm just going to relax. I just got back from work.
Dude,
I'm working all day.
Tired, man.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's absolutely true. And I said, I have to go and buy a plunger to unplunge your fucking shit. And I did.
You did, yeah. But you
otherwise, it was just going to sit there.
But the thing
there.
Is, you brought Craig with you.
But where did you get a plunger?
You could have sent me alone.
You could have brought Craig with you.
No, you wanted to send me alone.
I just told you to go get one. I didn't
Craig
care
hated
who
me
came
at that
with,
point.
Who cares?
He was like, you know, like WP, and now you're smoking weed, so fuck you.
Wow. I have a question.
Okay.
Where do you get a plunger at 2 a.m.?
It wasn't 2 a.m.
It was pretty close.
No. It was like 6 in the afternoon.
It was dark.
Well, it's Philadelphia.
Once this, yeah, exactly.
Let's not get racist now.
Once the sun goes down, it might as well be 2.
It's always dark in Philadelphia.
Yes. It's always dark in Philadelphia. Yeah, that's the show title.
It's always dark in Philadelphia. Anyway.
No, but like he's like, yo, go out by yourself in this gang fucking laden streets.
Wow.
Gang
go get
laden,
me a fucking
the gangs
plunger.
Of homos in
yeah.
the area. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, dude,
I'm
not
looking
going.
For a plunger.
Like,
we were,
not
we were in Center.
It's not a big deal. We can just pee on my clock.
We were in
for now.
Center City, Philadelphia. We lived behind a double tree.
What is that? Is that nice?
A hotel?
Like
yeah.
A nice hotel? Whoa.
Whoa.
A little low on the
you
mic.
Bubbling. You managed to shut your mic off.
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard bubbling. You better check your socks on that one.
Oh, it smells even worse.
How's that possible?
No.
It's such... Archie.
Wait. See, the thing is Derek always leaves a fan on.
It's blowing it right down.
Yeah, it goes right to Derek and then to you.
It just brings it around the room. That's right, it's Matt.
Matt's
him.
Huffing his burger. Burger meat fucking stench.
Come on. See, it goes around. By the time it gets to me, it's just like nothing.
Yeah,
it's like
Staten
Island
it's pleasant.
Crosswind.
It's pleasant. Mm-hmm. See, that's why actually
pleasant.
Kev... See, I used to sit in your seat because Kev didn't
like
want to smell
tide.
It. See, like Kev has like this thing he hates just... He hates farting.
He does it all the time.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well.
Once you left, somebody had to do it.
So he started farting on mic
yes.
for me?
I sound like Darth
I had
Vader
one
now.
Good one that one time. I did have a good one.
Pat yeah, you did.
And I hurt myself.
Go ahead, Barry.
Barry Horowitz.
Only one. But that was a gem.
It smells. It still smells.
Yeah, it does. But mm-hmm. it's like a kind of fading...
It's like low tide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Ultimate Warrior is dead.
History.
Oh, God.
Ultimate
you know what? I was
burial.
Honestly upset about that. That might have been the one that hurt me the most.
I was too.
I was a huge Warrior fan.
You were?
Yeah.
When?
In the recent years.
Like Willie Lubitz?
No, Willie Lubitz was a big, big Warrior.
Nah, look, I wasn't into wrestling like Matt was back in the day, but like over the years, I've come to like Warrior more.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, I would watch his YouTube shit and his. And it's fucking reality
sucks.
TV pilots. I would watch that, and I was like, this dude's pretty fucking badass. No one gave
badass.
Him credit there. You know what I mean?
I came to appreciate him more as a character in recent years.
Yeah, exactly.
But
he was good for the business. I mean, he wasn't a great personality, but he was good for the business.
Yeah, I haven't heard him talk until this year.
Really?
Well, what's look at the thing that Mick Foley said about him. He actually shit-talked him on the night of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
On Facebook. He's like, yo, this motherfucker couldn't cut a promo for shit. And then now he feels bad because the dude's dead.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, like, this dude really did, like, even for the shitty promos he did, he touched a lot of dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Literally.
Gross. Well, on the last show, was it the last show? I said, I wish that the Warrior would just die so I could tell everybody who says, hey, didn't the first Ultimate Warrior die? But yeah, he's fucking dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I can say,
you probably say yeah.
Not when you thought he did, but yes, he did die.
Yeah, he's finally
dead. You know
how
many people's comments? There was like comments like, where's that? And they're like, didn't he die like 5 times?
Yeah, 5 times.
Again?
Dumbasses.
Yeah.
I've learned that he was just dumbasses.
Uh-huh. I missed him when he died.
I missed him when he died the first time. But now he's dead for real.
Yeah.
Did he have the ultimate burial?
Actually, I think somebody actually posted a picture of the Renegade.
What?
Recently. He was like, rest in peace, Warrior. I'm serious. Somebody actually had, like, is a respected wrestling fan, too. Did
well, I posted our One Warrior Nation video.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he keeps doing that now?
I don't know. I think he's like, I think he locked himself up somewhere.
No.
He's just reevaluating
his life. I'm thinking that the fucking One Warrior Nation now gets an insane amount of bookings now.
Maybe he'll fake a heart attack so people still believe.
I wish he would fake a real one. What? Yeah.
Makes sense.
Think about that one.
Oh, my God. So, yes, Ultimate Warrior's dead. What was he, 53?
Something like that.
Yo, that's old. You know what's insane? I was thinking about this
that's
before.
That's like 93.
Because I knew you were going to say his age. That's fucking young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he's only a few years older than Batista.
Yeah.
That's old for wrestling.
He's like 2 days. He was born 2 days before my mother, the Ultimate Warrior.
Like, he was young. There was no reason for him to continue having a run right now.
Hmm.
Like, are you just saying, just to say, but like, are you?
No, you're right, yeah.
Like, I think Batista's like 46 years old. Maybe close to 50.
He is in his 40s, yeah.
If a wrestler makes it past 60, I think they're going to live long. If they get past that 60 mark,
yeah, they gotta get a bit past that hump.
Yeah. I tell you what, that Warrior had a fucking good dentist too.
Oh, no, those
dude, those veneers were insane.
Had to be dentures.
I was Hollywood white, man.
It had to be dentures.
Who was posting that I mentioned that on? I don't know if it was Steve's that the teeth were just
oh yeah, out
the
of this
whitest
world.
Thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
they were all
I have the ultimate incisors.
The ultimate incisors.
The ultimate molars.
My bicuspids.
My biceps and my bicuspids.
My
Caucasian
wisdom.
You want to get bit by these canines?
My incisors will chew through anything.
My spirit will live through the fucking Caucasian wisdoms in the back of my teeth, brother. The wisdom of the warriors comes through the teeth.
It will beat everything except for this heart attack.
And like, I'm not feeling too hot.
If you took a picture of him smiling and tried to put it on a commercial for teeth whitening, they would be like, no, that is way too white.
It's ridiculous.
You know what?
He's going to make, never promise
he's gonna make more That's money postpartum than he did before.
Postpartum.
Because. That's a joke.
Posthumously.
That's a joke.
Post
I didn't know he was pregnant.
That's a joke. Post-deathum. Post-deathum.
Post-dead.
Because it was pearly whites. All those fucking white.
They were huge, too. Like fucking IMAX screens for his.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, insane.
Wow. Rabbit.
They were like chiclets.
Yeah.
Full-size fuck. No. Come on.
What?
It's funny anymore.
You got to bury it. You got to bury it deeper.
Yeah, you got to. Foley fart.
I'm just more interested in reactions.
Yeah.
It smells so bad.
Yes, it does.
Is it my fart or Matt's burp?
I don't know.
This is just a cauldron of chaos.
Hey, by the way, Matt, it was like 77 degrees today.
Yeah.
82 degrees. So it's close to your fucking Magnum dogs on the grill thing. You know what I mean?
What is it?
It's close to your Magnum dogs on the grill. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
Your dogs, your hot dogs that you get.
Oh, the big dogs, yeah.
The big dogs. Yeah. Time to slap them on the motherfucking grill.
Yeah.
You still got your grill?
No, I need to get a new one.
Oh.
you're
going to be coming over here?
I know Matt denies it now, but last year he actually offered to buy a fucking badass grill just for that shit.
Yeah.
We got a badass grill here. You're welcome. Let's, anytime.
And you got a pool, so I'm over all the time.
I'm afraid to breathe.
I gotta pee.
I would say it's safe, but seriously, his fart is so condensed. Like, it might be bad over there and not over here.
That was like a Foley fart, too, that last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Mick Foley of farts.
Oh, those gotta be the worst.
Oh my God, it does smell.
See,
like
the thing is nobody understands that the Warrior looked like he was gonna die on Monday Night Raw.
It smells like exit 13 of the Jersey Turnpike in here.
I just don't get the snorting. Like, he does that as if he always did it.
He did it towards the very end of the first.
Rarely. Rarely.
I wish the autopsy people would be good enough to say if he didn't do that last snort, he would be all right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think.
He probably snorted up like a piece of something into his fucking sinuses.
Matt, did you actually watch the Raw video footage?
Yeah, I did. So the whole promo.
So you didn't see him acting weird?
I would say when he was getting out of the ring, he looked like he was shaking. But I thought that
he was coming to the ring, but he was shaking.
To me, it looked like he was just getting hyped up. That's really all it looked
like.
Yeah,
but it wasn't, though. I don't know. I guess maybe from my experience in the medical field, I could see there was something not right about it.
My experience in the medical field.
Yeah.
You act like you were, like, saving lives.
No, I have.
Dr. Steve.
I've saved lives.
Dr. Steve. All right,
what percentage of people were dead on arrival?
Well,
98.
There was two times where I had to perform CPR, and they died.
Yeah.
But there was one that was going to die. A traumatic kid, like 9 years old, got in his bad sledding accident, smashed his head on a tree. And I was part of saving him.
Was it Ethan Frome?
Ethan Hawke.
I don't know who it is. But, you know. He was good as dead. But you can see him coming out. He didn't look right. Just look at his fucking pilot videos.
Can we watch the promo?
Civilization.
What is this?
Video? No. Get the video of him coming out.
More relativity is left out between these two extremes. Legitimate as the businessman.
What the hell is this?
That homosexual?
Oh, Jesus.
Homosexuality? It's you don't have an orgasm on me, honey.
What is this from?
This is Warrior.
No, what is this from?
I don't know.
This is when he was running for what, state council? In Arizona? In Arizona?
Let me come down off my politically correct horse.
How old is he?
Queers are as legitimate as heterosexuals.
How are they not?
That the anarchist, because queering doesn't make the world work.
That, I remember that.
How old was he when he dropped dead?
It's about 10 years ago.
No, but how old was he when he dropped dead? 54?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that ain't shit.
Wrestling, that's old.
That's like he could be my dad only.
Yeah, that's it.
I think my dad's like 52.
I just said he's 2 days older than my mother.
That's insane.
In the wrestling world, though, that's like 95.
No,
I'm not really.
In
like
wrestler
said,
years.
Like 50.
How old is that in wrestler years?
It's like a dog years. It's like,
all
right, how long has it been since? It was 18 years that Ultimate Warrior hasn't been WWE, mm-hmm. right? And Batista's like almost 50.
My dad's 72.
I got news for you. Batista sucks.
He's I don't
horrendous.
Care if he
and
sucks
he has
or
the,
not.
He has the worst tattoos
he's
on
horrendous.
His back.
He's just
his
yeah,
back. He looks like he literally looks like he fell asleep on the funny pages.
He has just the worst everything. He's just a horrendous being human being.
He's just not good.
He's a horrendous human being.
Anyway, so here he is. You know what? They don't show him coming out.
They're coming out of the parts. Yeah. The one that's a
I know.
Cock burglars.
Good luck finding that
cocksucker.
Cock gobblers.
You can't even find that?
No, I can. I gotta go on Hulu.
All right, hurry up, because I gotta pee.
Hulu? All
right, go pee, because there's gonna be a commercial.
Daily Motion, too.
I don't feel like dealing with Daily Motion.
I just do a Google search for video, and you'll find it.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, all because WWE's pretty good with
taking
shit down.
Yeah.
So it's always like an angled video of this TV.
Yeah.
So that like their software can't pick
and
it up.
It's backwards, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's just completely
It's really annoying.
I know so Daily Motion now is a lot better than YouTube, but taking shit down. Like, there's more stuff on there that they're not monitoring, I guess.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Sure. So I'm just looking for news.
Well, I'm going to watch this JetBlue commercial.
Nice.
Oh.
For 25 seconds.
JetBlue.
And then hope that they show what Steve wants to fucking see on this.
Oh. Well, you got to put, like, an ad blocker in that browser.
Hmm.
It doesn't work.
No. If you have an ad blocker running, Hulu will just shut down. It'll say no.
What a bunch
it'll
of shitbags.
It'll say because it can't load its message from the sponsor, you can't play the video.
Wow. What a bunch of dick.
Yeah,
what
you
a
load
of
watch, shit. Have to yeah. watch the commercials.
Hulu. More like Bulu.
More like Julu.
was it?
I actually like Hulu.
They have they do have the shows up there like pretty much the next day, like yeah. Revolution and shit like that.
For a while, they were getting like really bad with the commercials, like real ballsy. Like they have like 4 or 5 commercials, and I'm like, what the hell? I might as well just watch it on TV. Mm. Or like, you know, if you want to skip ahead, like, you know, you watch a commercial to start the video,
yeah,
and then you want to skip ahead to the middle. You had to watch another like 5 commercials just to skip ahead.
Oh, come on.
It was ridiculous.
That's absurd.
It's not coming up.
No,
what are they doing
for
the DVR, too? They're stopping like the fact that you could fast forward through commercials, I think, too, now.
Yeah. While we're waiting for Steve, I'd like to make a preemptive rest in peace 4 years tomorrow. Peter Steele, fucking dead.
Boo.
Fucking dead. His cock is still alive, though. Rises from the grave in
Every
in
Halloween?
Yeah.
Well, they had to bury him 7 feet under.
Yes.
The tip of his dick is just poking up like a mushroom.
Yeah.
like a mushroom. Like something like, out of Plants vs. Zombies.
Like it's just like that.
Pete said that, was it his dick's an inch long, grows a foot, and Phil Anselmo's is a foot long, grows an inch?
Nice.
I don't think he was ever smart enough to come up with that.
No, he did say that.
Did you find a video?
Peter Steele is actually
I have to watch a commercial
fucking
first.
Genius. Let's watch. Derek doesn't know anything about Peter Steele.
I know nothing. Yeah.
He thinks he's just like a big like Frankenstein oaf.
Overrated.
No, and the guy's no. actually
I never listened
probably,
to it, so that means it's not good.
Probably had an IQ of 150, I'm going
to
say.
Wow. It's nothing to me.
Yeah. He's a genius.
Because you know what? He's also fucking dead.
Yeah. He's dead because he had fucking acromegaly and a voracious appetite for wine.
Wine.
He basically was Andre the Giant in music.
What do you want me to do, Steve?
Help me finish this.
I'm not drinking that shit.
You're puss.
I'm not a fucking 17-year-old girl.
What?
Sit there and drink Fireball.
Dude, Fireball was... I liked it before it was cool.
I don't care. It's still pussy shit.
When was it ever cool?
Uh-oh.
Ugh. All right. Cool.
We got to know. Full bit.
Via Hulu. This is the Warrior coming out.
Ladies and gentlemen, WWE Hall of Famer.
Now watch. Look
you see
him.
How he's kind of like wobbling.
Oh
here?
My God.
It smells so bad.
It's the Warrior.
All right, let's evaluate.
Look at him.
Right, I'm looking for the left side of
you
his
body.
You
see how he's kind of like weird looking?
Dude, he's...
Was it a heart attack? Or was it a stroke?
But see, look. If you
he's
look
huffing
at the,
and puffing
if
right
you
now.
Look at the pilots for his reality show, he was nothing like that. He
now
was
watch
intense.
The left side of his
a couple
body
years though. Ago. You can lose yourself in a year.
But yeah, what I'm saying. The
but he's only 54.
Nice
your dad's
Derek.
Probably older than that.
Yeah.
Derek almost went through the window.
Like 10 years.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler was dead for a minute.
He was.
And he looks better.
And he looks better.
You notice that they're keeping the camera off him as much as possible.
Yeah. Now watch. Look.
I bet you he struggled to get that jacket on.
Actually, this is a different angle than that was actually on Raw because they showed him going up the stairs and he was struggling.
Yeah.
They got a monitor. To
watch how he look. He barely wiggles the ropes because he's fucking old and dead.
Yeah, because he's 54.
But monitor.
And his body probably
his,
feels like he's 70.
You got to monitor the left side of his body though, because the heart attack.
Like, look right
stroke.
There. There's like
Let's
nothing
see.
Much different. You know, whatever. He's barely wiggling the ropes.
Yeah, because he hasn't done it in 16 years.
Yeah, but if you look at the.
He looks like shit.
Look,
he really
yeah, he
looks
doesn't
like
look
shit.
Good.
He's
like he.
Sweating,
it
like,
looks like
time.
He's going to die, and which he did. See how he's like normal. Like you wouldn't think nothing there. That's fine. But look at him there.
Yeah, he's blown up.
Yeah, and he shouldn't be. He's only 54.
Nah, he's blown up. And we know.
But he shouldn't be.
No, 54 is young. He should not be this winded walking to the ring.
I don't know. There's a lot of different factors here, though. He didn't just
yeah,
look at
his like the way he's looking.
But he didn't. He's
not
got a spotlight on him. Number
there's
one,
no yeah. oxygen getting.
He's wobbling.
He's
wearing he's walking like shit. His balance
exactly.
It's probably they're in fucking New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the day after.
Now look. Watch. What he's like, watch. He's like, well, hold this, and he can barely say it.
Yeah, but I think a lot of this was emotion and stress.
Yeah, but he doesn't look right. Like, he looks like he's going to throw up.
He died later on this night, right?
He died about
next
24 hours later.
Less than that. It was the morning of the next day.
Yeah.
I want one of
wait,
those
wait,
this is 11 o'clock at night.
He died hours after this?
Yeah, this is like
yeah,
11
hours,
o'clock at night.
Like
he died
three,
like 6
4
o'clock.
Oh, I thought he died like 24 hours.
It was the morning. It was
okay.
Tuesday morning.
I think it was like
I don't know.
4
it says
hours
live,
afterwards.
But I don't know if they tape it on a delay or
no. It's live.
No, it was live.
It was live.
This was Monday,
so it was about 3 hours, 4 hours afterwards.
Yeah. Right. No, when it says live,
he
next
was on
to
a plane.
Live is live.
Well, it says it now when it's not live.
Yeah. That's true.
Asshole. See, look at extra time he needs to like breathe to get these words out.
He's also going into character, though. That's like, again,
no, I understand what you're saying because I understand what he was like, but he's not right.
I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
To be honest with you, when I watched this, I said something's not right with this fucking guy, but I didn't think he was going to die.
Well, he's dead.
What happened?
I shut it off.
Why, you wiener?
Because we listened to the thing in the beginning.
Oh.
There's more, though.
Okay.
You can see him dying.
We have the CCTV from the front of his house in Arizona. You can see him clutching his chest.
Oh, shit.
Clutch.
Clutch. Is Clutch in the chat room?
Yes.
Sort
What's
of.
Up, Clutch, you stinky bastard?
Congrats to Brodeur winning his final game as a devil.
Who?
He's a wiener.
Martin Brodeur won today.
Actually,
congrats.
You actually are dominated right now because there's two Ranger fans right now.
Yeah.
In the fucking house.
Don't care.
We're talking to Clutch, not you.
I still don't care.
I liked Brodeur. Clutch says that I will respect Brodeur.
Clutch says that his rope shaking was weak.
It was.
It was really weak.
I'd like to see you shake ropes.
Even at 54, you could have done a... No.
A 54? No, he was doing
I've shaken ropes myself. At 54, he could have done a better job.
That he was acting like he was 74 54. In the ring there.
That's not... Like, you're not even at retirement age.
The ropes that you shook.
Like, do you realize that, like, had he not left 18 years ago, he could be... still in the limelight.
You don't
right
know
now?
What kind of like injuries and shit he has though. Like he might have two blown rotators.
The only thing
know.
He has is an aortic aneurysm.
The only thing
it.
He has is death.
Yes.
Now he has nothing.
But I'm saying though, for the past 18 years, he still could have been on top because he's still not that old.
I've never seen a 54-year-old look
Greg
that
the Hammer
bad.
Valentine still does show.
Yeah, but you don't know like physically like what his body looked like. He's just wearing a
suit. Yeah, but you know what? Greg Valentine's another one looks like he's ready to drop.
No,
in the moment.
Understood. But like looking at the Ultimate Warrior, had he not had this heart issue. There's no reason that for the past 18 years he still couldn't have been there on time.
Clutch says that he can shake his diabetic cock better than a 54-year-old with ropes.
This 54-year-old old warrior dead
diabetic.
Is still a better goaltender than Brodeur. Yeah.
I didn't know his cock was that limp.
The other day I was on Facebook. I popped on my Facebook and I seen that
he's shooting stuff in. right into it.
Yeah, Clutchy boy commented he's part of some like devil's blog. And they were all commenting
sports.
On
who are the five people we should get rid of this offseason.
Well, and I jumped in on that shit because I'm so fucking happy that the Rangers are
What about the 0-13 with shootouts this year? Devils have 13 shutout losses.
Terrible.
0-13 in the
Terrible.
Shootouts.
Terrible.
Am I back?
In the shootouts, I'm sorry.
They're 0-13, so they're on their way to being 0-Hart.
Ah.
That's when you lose all your games.
Terrible. I can't wait till they move out of their state. That will happen.
Is that like zero love in tennis?
Yeah.
Owen Hart.
Can you tell me what Clutch says about this? Is he going to be a Devils fan when they move to Tennessee?
Should I say ooh?
No.
Okay. Good.
They're not going to be in New Jersey forever, so I want to know what he's going
to
be.
Was that why you want to go to Tennessee?
No.
To see the Devils game, the Rangers. No, would you say Rangers or Devils?
That's what I want.
You don't think the Devils will be in Jersey?
Not,
so what are they going to call them, like Tennessee Dust Devils
Eventually
or something?
They won't go.
Tennessee White Devils?
Did anybody hear Nancy Grace just decide to interject about this whole thing with the Warrior? For whatever reason, she started attacking Owen Hart.
What?
Did you hear anything about this?
No.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video yet, but people have told me that apparently Nancy Grace, she went on one of her tirades. She's one of those people who just... doesn't know fucking nothing for nothing. She don't know which side is up. She thinks she was some big prosecutor or whatever that she can just come out and say whatever the fuck she wants with absolutely no, like, with no factual backing whatsoever. She just makes
apparently
all these...
there's a petition to get her off the air now because of this.
That and also she has, like, a lawsuit against her for something else. She literally will say anything. Like, she'll just come out and be like, Tom Hanks molested children. It'll just like
God
she'll just
damn
say,
that Tom
she'll
Hanks.
She'll just do shit like that. She'll be like, "Oh yeah, I heard it. Yeah, he does that."
All right, I think we have.
Mama
a video.
Always said, "God touch a little boy."
Of course, it's like.
So who is this whore?
She's an
I'd
asshole.
Bark her,
she's horrible.
I'd bark her.
She's the worst.
I'd
Tonight,
bark her.
A major WWE superstar dead.
The haircut.
Accused of illegal steroids and drugs. What killed the WWE superstar?
A shocker for wrestling.
First off, he's not a WWE superstar. He's a retired fucking
James
WWF
superstar. The Ultimate Warrior was just 54.
It comes after he said something to fans just days ago that now sounds very eerie.
Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath.
That is video of the Ultimate Warrior from WWE. And joining me right here on the set, former pro wrestler
DDP.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah.
Thank you for
here
being
we
with
go.
Us.
Set her fucking straight.
Now, I don't quite recognize you with all your clothes on.
Wow.
But I'm trying to get past that.
Me neither. Because she was sleeping with him.
Long blonde hair I had back in the day, too. So.
You know, so many wrestlers dead. Now, accusations of steroids and illegal drugs swirling. Take a look at wrestlers who died young.
Rick McGraw.
Dr. John Hong, internal medicine physician, Kate Regional Medical Center.
I know.
The effect of drugs
I love
and
big
steroids.
Wow, I love how he gets
it. I can't believe he got it.
He gets the fucking
call. That's the most
call.
Fame he's ever had.
Anabolic steroids are probably used by 1% of Americans.
How do they
and
know?
It's really bad on
Dr. John Hong.
Who's an
asshole?
What
does this gooker know?
Nice
not
fucking roll, head, asshole.
Not
blood
hung.
Pressure. It can cause a lot of heart enlargement that can lead actually to
asshole
an arrhythmia
mouth.
Causing sudden death.
An arrhythmia.
Alexa Tereshchuk, senior reporter, RadarOnline.com.
Is he blinking?
What happened?
Yep.
I don't know.
He and
I can't tell the
wife
future.
Were in Phoenix. They were actually just walking to the car in front of their hotel, and he collapsed on the ground. What the authorities are saying is this was a catastrophic medical event that happened to him. He was rushed to the hospital, and he was pronounced dead when he was there.
When you say a catastrophic
good, wow. good one.
At least she said
I don't know what you mean by
like
that.
Like a stroke, an aneurysm, a heart attack, yeah. Like a
those
massive
are the exact
heart
words attack. The authorities coronary. Used. Yeah, that's what I believe. That's what people are saying. It sounds like a heart attack. What the causes of the heart attack are have not been determined yet. There are going to be toxicology
you know what?
Reports.
Good for
There's
him.
Going to be an autopsy done. Because he is
a yeah, superstar. Look at the picture they
he
use.
He hasn't wrestled in 18 years.
Yeah.
They have a shot of him screaming in the air with a little caption that says, night before death.
I want steroids!
Like, as if, like, you know, it's like a musician doing drugs and shit.
Yeah.
Like, night
like
before Alice death.
Yeah, like, he's, like, pouring, like, a bottle of steroids down.
Yeah,
steroid
wasn't
right
he, like,
here.
He's in his gimmick.
Ultimate Warrior scene gulping down steroids.
Regardless and of Red what Bull. He did when he was a wrestler, wasn't he supposedly, like, drug-free, like, the past whatever years?
So far as I knew, he was a relatively healthy guy, and he just was
consistently I'm pretty sure
keeping,
that WWE
you know,
wouldn't have given him a six-figure contract.
Yeah, you can picture Vince sitting in the office with him, and he's like, "Now, nah, Jim, it's Warrior.
Now, Warrior, you're still shooting up, right? Yeah. Okay, here's a couple $100,000. Yeah. Like,
go
they're not going to invest
Phoenix.
In him. They shy away from the steroids so much now. They're not going to invest in him, especially him.
That
was he was known.
It went with the audio went with that picture. Can you play it back? Is there any way to play that audio back?
Not without losing the show.
Yeah, Matt, you were an Ultimate Warrior hater, right?
I liked the Warrior until
the microphone
shit.
Worked.
So when are you going to get a new XLR?
I'm going to get a whole bunch. I got a bunch in my trunk. I got some more 10 foots in there.
Your trunk's 10
like
feet
these?
Away.
Yeah. More of those?
Of these. Yeah.
That XLR died like the Ultimate Warrior.
Why don't you get one good one?
I guess.
For the price of that one.
Yeah. Well, no, probably
but
not.
The, no, for the price of
for
the
price
10,
of all of them.
Yeah, all
for the 70 that I got.
If I remember exactly. Correctly, you weren't an Ultimate Warrior.
No,
fan.
I did like him up until I was probably about 9 years old, and then after that, I was just like, I had enough. I just had enough of him. That's it.
Now, what about you, Derek?
Yeah, I liked him. I liked Hogan better.
Really?
Yeah, so like when Hogan... You know, put him over. I was
see.
Little,
I was never a Hogan fan.
I liked Hogan.
I didn't give a shit about him.
See, Hogan. That's him. Weird. People love the guy, or they just never liked him.
But you
like
also, you also ground. Didn't really get into wrestling until like almost the mid '90s.
No, well, that's not 100% true. I watched it when I could, but I, you know, I wasn't allowed.
But
to.
You didn't watch it, so you didn't. Get
like
to
I was
fully,
more of like a.
See, like Matt and I watched every yeah. single piece of TV.
No, I
like this past
you guys
January,
are super fans more than me. But
this past
no,
January,
we're not like.
No, I'm admitting that, but what I'm saying is ultimately back then, even I remember being more of a Warrior fan than a Hogan fan.
Yeah, but
I know
like
a Warrior though, that the things were too tight around his arms.
Yeah, but it's very possible.
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, this past January is like my first, like my official 30 years of being a wrestling fan. Hulk Hogan versus Iron Sheik was the first wrestling match I ever saw.
See, I didn't even go back that far. Mm-hmm. See, I started like
way cooler.
88 or something. 87. Yeah,
okay, early 80s for me. That was also like 20.
So were you an Ultra Hogan fan?
Up until the same age, because then I started liking the heels. Started liking DiBiase and Perfect.
I was like DiBiase, yeah. Perfect, Jake, mm-hmm. when he was a heel.
Yeah. SD yeah. Special Delivery.
Jake
goes.
I always
well,
liked.
Yeah, well, Jake turned heel later on.
But I liked the Boss Man, and then...
I didn't like Boss Man as a heel. He was all right as a face when he slimmed down a little bit.
You know, the problem with the WWE is they can't bring those gimmicks back because it's all been done.
The Killer Bees.
Yeah. There's
They try to rehash them.
Nobody has gimmicks anymore. Well, they
but the thing
do,
is, but like, even if they wanted to bring gimmicks back, you can't because everything's been done.
And there's no heels or faces anymore.
Sort of.
Like, last week I watched Raw, this Raw that they're referencing and whatever, and, Paul Heyman came out with Brock Lesnar. Everyone's booing the shit out of him.
Yeah, but then he comes out.
And then
out,
he comes out with Cesaro.
And everybody
loves Cesaro.
Yeah.
There's no
balance
anymore.
That's because they're making a mistake. Everybody wants to see Cesaro be, like, the top guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll follow. They were booing Cena.
The thing is like, wrestling
and,
fans
Sheamus,
nowadays.
But what's good
love,
about that is...
Like, they follow indie wrestling, and they love wrestlers.
Let's not go crazy.
What's good...
I'm being serious. Well, you know what I mean.
I'm just busting
What's chops. Good about... The fact that the crowd is still cheering Cesaro, even though with Heyman is with him, is that their attachment to Cesaro it supersedes their hatred for
their
Paul
attachment
Heyman.
Through Cesaro is Ring of Honor. They love him for that.
Yeah,
yes, but
and,
there's
well,
definitely
and they love
more
Daniel
people.
Bryan for what he's done.
But
they
I got
well,
news.
Just like the Wyatt family. Everyone loves the Wyatt. I think they're going over now. They're over more now than ever because of their feud with John Cena. Everybody hates John Cena.
Yeah, well,
but they won't. Of. What do you mean, sort of? They boo the shit out of him every time he comes out.
Yes, the adult males boo the shit out of him, but they don't make up 100% of the crowd.
No, they don't. But that's unfortunately, their crowd. You know, that has a lot to do with all these wrestlers' images. If the Wyatts come out,
the
Wyatts are huge.
Yeah, but
he got booed at WrestleMania too.
No, it was neutral. The crowd was very neutral.
But for what he is,
where did you watch WrestleMania at?
Right here.
Oh.
We watched WrestleMania instead of doing the show.
I guess I
did invite you.
I guess I missed
you. Said I can't come.
Yeah, well, you invited me at 9, which was like 2 hours after.
Well, we were doing the show, and then we decided just to watch WrestleMania. And I knew you couldn't come to the show, so I don't know why you would show up for WrestleMania if you
I'm
can't
used to
do the
getting
show.
Invited over people's places, but then no, I can't be there.
What?
Didn't I tell you not to drink that?
That wasn't a shot at you.
Didn't I tell you not to?
Well, regardless, you weren't going to come
drink
here.
It up.
You weren't going to come here. Anyway.
Yeah, you weren't going to come here.
I
anyway.
Wasn't here. That wasn't.
And I didn't invite you. I told you I didn't invite you because
that wasn't a shot.
You
that was a shot of Sean. Okay.
Wow.
Who's Sean?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's finish watching this fucking cunt.
Okay. Only 54. He was only 54. Very young. But he even admitted in the past that he had done steroids, so these could have had a long-term effect on him. And he just signed up to be an ambassador for WWE to come back again. It was a huge comeback for him. So this is really just a horrible tragedy.
That's video of Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, great.
From
I don't want this
WWE
to be a tragedy. I want this to be a horrible
Dallas
thing that everybody should kill all wrestlers.
Question: when you first heard that he was dead, what did you think?
I'm glad he wasn't on DDP Yoga.
Yeah, I just saw him at the Hall of Fame, and he looked great. But you don't always know what's going on in the inside.
In fact, Warrior gave him a shout out.
He did.
His energy was as high as I've ever.
There's an 800 number. You jot it down.
You scratch that down for me.
I mean, if you're going online, look at his workouts.
I'm not happy to be here. I'm happy for DDP
Yoga.
He used to
work out like he was
20
years old.
I want DDP Yoga.
I mean, he would hit really, really hard. That was the whole Ultimate Warrior spot.
You think that he was in great shape, so why would he be found dead?
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes...
Don't matter.
I don't know. The last thing I am is a doctor, Nancy.
Now, I know nobody's ever accused you of being a medical doctor, but what I'm saying is, tonight, claims of drug use and steroids swirling. He's admitted that he used steroids.
Yeah, back in the day, a lot of guys, we all used them back in the day, but
Whoa. No, we didn't all. I've never used steroids.
I'm not talking about you.
But I mean, certain guys.
She's just a cunt.
I tried it back when I was a kid, too.
Cunt-mouthed cunt.
It's something that... Once it's in your body, I guess, you're going to have some...
You don't need steroids to clean dishes.
You're going
to
have some...
maybe she does.
You don't need steroids to make me a sandwich, you bitch.
But Jim Elwood,
he was shit.
You fucking ugly whore.
I wish she was dead.
He was a...
Is that Goldust?
He was a passionate individual.
That or Dave Devine.
I don't even remember being around then.
You remember working
at Warrior? I have a memory. He wasn't back then. Well, maybe he was like 230 or something.
He came back, right?
What?
96 or something?
He came back for a little steroids, bit.
For literally 3 months.
He came back for a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Not even a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It was his little fucking sugar
packet. The ultimate coffee machine.
He was shaking his sugar packets and they kicked him out. Yeah.
I don't even get to drink the coffee.
Out of all the wrestler deaths we've had, even the Rumble deaths, like all the people we've named, this one kind of hurts me the most.
It is a pretty big, it's impactful.
I think if he hadn't done the Hall of Fame and all that,
yeah, no, I'm sure that adds to it.
Yeah.
That, and if he did die and he hadn't done that, it wouldn't have affected me, at least as much.
That's why I told Matt, if he died before that whole induction, this would not be as big.
No, you're probably 100% right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's why it hits me more, because I've seen him the night before, but... You know, ultimately, the ultimate solution. The ultimate warrior.
The ultimate solution. It's like Hitler's cousin.
Yeah. The final. Yeah, well, that's...
You know what it is?
There was a guy in WCW. You remember Bane from the Batman movie in the 90s?
Yes.
That was Jeep Swenson. And in WCW, he was the ultimate...
The ultimate XLR.
Yes. The ultimate XLR.
You know what it is, though? Like, Ultimate, Warrior didn't get respect from his own peers. You know what I mean?
He's saying that a lot of that shit is just lies.
I don't know, though, because for so long, this is the thing. In your head.
But he even said that guys like DiBiase and them, they gave him and Sting a lot of shit when they were coming up in the Bush Leagues.
Because they were just guys from the gym.
Because they just wanted them to leave. Yeah,
they were just guys from the gym.
Yeah, they weren't wrestlers.
Now, here's the thing. Warrior has three distinct periods of wrestling before even the 96 period. He has his coming up as Dingo Warrior. And then he has that run from 87 to 91 for WWF. Then he came back in 92 and he stayed till like almost 93. And that was it. He only stayed for like maybe 6 months. So those are like his three different runs. I'm going to say that the run where people started disliking him was the last one. When he was only there for six months. And that's... No, that was 96. Now, I'm thinking that after that, the 96 run was when he was not welcome in the locker room. I'm thinking that's when it was like a big mistake to bring him back. I doubt when it was like in the late 80s, I doubt he had any of these issues. I'm thinking that he remembers that part of wrestling more than the other stuff.
Also, because he represented like an older time, and that was like right when the Attitude Era first kind of started.
Sort of. It was 96. They were getting
people like Goldust. I mean, you can see he was fighting Goldust.
Yeah.
Goldust was like a risque character for the W. So that was the start of it.
Yeah, it was getting there.
Yeah. So, yeah, they just didn't... Are you really taking selfies?
Yeah, dude, I love Dawson for that selfie.
Come on.
There.
You want in on it too? Here we go. Absolutely all four of us.
I'm so sick of the people that complain about selfies.
Anyway, let's watch this.
Everybody with me, Diamond Dallas Page, former pro wrestler, also with me, David Dennis Jr. at the Hall of Fame ceremony, creative director at Smoking
Section.
DDP's
fucking...
David, thank you for being with us. What's Ultimate Warrior known for?
Wrestling.
Ultimate Warrior for...
He's known for doing lots of steroids.
I'm 28. I was... a kid when he was wrestling. I mean, he was a real life superhero. He'd run to the ring. He had his tassels and his paint, and he was basically captured everybody's imagination.
Captured everybody's imagination. Did it ever bother anybody that he was using steroids?
Nobody fucking knew. I mean, you could look at him and be like, that guy's gassed up.
We just saw him as a really big, buff guy. I mean, there were a lot of wrestlers that looked like that. The steroid allegations and him admitting to it came much, much later. And like DDP said, I mean, he hasn't been wrestling in 18 years. So, I mean, it's hard to imagine.
So what you're saying is you don't submit to the paradox that I'm trying to present.
Take a look. You're seeing video.
He did steroids. You didn't know. But aren't you mad now that you know that you didn't know that he did steroids?
Swirling as Ultimate drops dead.
I hate that Hogan's
very quickly. David Dennis Jr. joining me. How did he appear?
I hate
at
that
the
Hogan
Hall of
is
Fame,
doing the
Diamond
signature
Dallas
comeback that made him who he was.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, but it's bullshit. All the Warriors,
but that's it. You didn't experience that as a kid. That was like a big deal.
I did do that. That's what I wasn't allowed to watch.
Monday Night Raw was there. He did his old routine of shaking the ropes. He seemed totally fine and talked a lot about the future and everything like that too.
No, he didn't seem.
Everyone, you're seeing video. He seemed like he was Ultimate. Ultimate Warrior drops dead. Claims of drug use and steroids now swirling.
She just keeps saying over and over.
Yeah.
All I care about is
when's
drugs.
When's the last time you think Nancy Grace is wet?
With me, Diamond
hey,
Dallas
steroids
Page,
and drugs.
Why do so many
you think
why
your pussy's
steroids? Been wet? Please, Justin.
When's the last time
why
you think your pussy
so
was
many
wet?
Die at such a young age? I mean,
why is this woman
got,
so
you've
ignorant?
You've got to take into account the steroids and drugs.
Here's
the
guy, Mike Von Erich. In case you didn't see the list today. The first time,
nobody knows who that Von Erich is.
I just want to see Big Dick Dudley again.
Who?
Let's see him. Here he comes.
Peterson. Who?
Big Dick
NFL,
Dudley.
NBA or the MLB. They are not just looking for
good old
for
Anthony Rizzo, Big Dick Dudley.
Illegal drugs. They're looking for painkillers.
Johnny Grunge.
And muscle relaxers and all those.
Like, Johnny Grunge, one of those idols, just like Chris Benoit.
More than any other league. WWE, that's where that's their whole deal.
Morella.
And the reason why guys like
they're getting
Jake
to the
St.
B
Roberts
list now. Joey Morella, Crash, Ali, Eddie, Chris, poor
know,
Chris
Candido. Yo, look, look, they put Candido on the list of people that didn't even die from steroids.
Guys that are
that's what I'm saying.
Into,
like fucking Owen Hart.
Oh, just died young.
So ceiling.
I understand that, but they're pushing.
Yeah, she's really, really like digging.
And I don't work there anymore. I'm speaking from
but
me
steroids.
Doing all about a wellness program to help people have a long
plug it, baby. Plug it.
Steroids.
Changing their lifestyles. Back in the day, a lot of athletes took advantage of themselves. Jim Helwig, to me, I've been watching him for the last 10 years, 5 years on YouTube. Strong 5 years. He was a health fanatic. Now, who knows why anybody's heart just stops like that, you know? Obviously, he wasn't out partying like crazy the night before. He was with his family down there, you know? So he was a real family man.
Everyone at this.
She's just
fucking loser.
He's just trying to defend
so
him.
I guess good people though are pissed because she included Owen on that list.
Yeah, well, that's bullshit because he's died from falling from the fucking
know,
changing the bulbs.
Changing the bulbs.
Hey, while you're up there.
Didn't he give it a really good
there had to be
promotion?
More
no.
Because I was told that she specifically.
Let's see. Professional wrestling fans are upset with Nancy Grace again. The TV host welcomed retired wrestler DDP to her show to discuss Death of the Ultimate Warrior. Right away, Grace jumped on accusations of possible steroid and drug use. She also ran a list of wrestlers who died young, implying their deaths are connected to steroid or drug use.
Right, well, you know what? I guess if Owen wasn't doing steroids, he would have been heavy.
Of course, that
he
wasn't the case.
Snapped the line.
Among the names listed to die for that did not die for drugs were Owen Hart, who died from a fall, Chris Candido, who suffered a blood clot after surgery. Paige released a statement. Who's Paige?
Diamond Dallas Paige.
Oh, okay. I'm like Paige. Released a statement the next day saying he appeared on the show expecting to talk about the life of the warrior, but found out too late he was mistaken. Had I known the only topic discussed would have been steroids, I would not have participated, he writes. At the time, I was also unaware that the list was being shown to the viewing audience to imply that all the wrestlers just died and steroids was wrong, blah, blah, blah. Oh, their families and apologize.
Well, look, even Matt pointed out, the list didn't say people died of steroids.
No.
It said wrestlers who died young.
But she kept using steroids. Those buzzwords. She kept saying, steroid use, drug
yeah,
use,
she was
steroid,
really
drug,
really
steroid, drug.
Every time this happens, this is all she talks about.
Yeah.
Which I understand, but it clearly said wrestlers who died young. It didn't say why.
Yeah.
Didn't
I mean,
say wrestlers are
she's
young
not
from steroids.
She's not stupid. But
yes, she is.
She's
a
for people who don't watch wrestling. If I never watched wrestling and I saw that, I would say, dude, all these guys took steroids and dropped dead at like 30.
Oh no, it is deceptive.
It
deceitful.
Is deceptive.
Yeah,
and it makes wrestling.
She was
look
smart
bad.
In what she how she had it done.
Yeah,
or at least her producers were.
She made it. Yeah. She made it look a lot worse than it was.
Her goal was to make wrestling look bad.
Yeah. And we don't officially even know
look,
what he
lie,
died
though.
From.
Wrestling is bad. So it's not good for anybody.
I mean,
know.
Only 90% of that list actually died from steroid
only
and drug 90%. Use, okay?
97. Mm-hmm.
There was like two or three guys there that died from legitimate causes.
I see one shotgun self-inflicted wound.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, he wasn't on there.
No, he wasn't on there.
He wasn't. I'm just
his brother was on there.
I'm just trying to make.
Was
it
Macho
reasons.
Man on there for driving it to the tree?
No.
Wow.
No.
Well, he didn't die young.
Well, the tree died young. Maybe.
How old was Mach?
The well, car died 60, young too.
62 tops.
All right, that's a.
And what year was the car he was driving?
How old was his girlfriend? That was 25.
Oh, she died too, right?
Yeah, oof. I think so. Yeah, he died, crashed. She died.
You know what's funny is my wife remembers the fucking. The elbow drops that he did.
And how he mean?
Well, because we were talking about it actually literally this morning. Wow. She's like, who's the wrestler that fucking did all the fucking elbow drops? Who made the elbow drops famous?
Savage was married.
Who's the wrestler that ripped off his elbow drops? Oh, CM Punk.
Yeah, exactly.
Savage was married to a woman named Lynn Payne. So that was a Savage Payne wedding.
Yeah, Savage rule.
The sad part was, it was Poffo Payne.
Poffo Payne.
If I could go back in time and start watching wrestling then, like, Macho Man would have been my favorite.
Yeah, he was
I was
good.
Like Macho. Mm-hmm. I had a bandana, and I think I had a pair of his glasses.
You know what it is? Because I didn't, and I don't like Hogan's character. So, I think Macho getting into that point where, like, you touch a little bit this.
When did...
I was like, yeah, that guy's awesome.
When did Quake crush Hulk?
Who cares?
What was that?
Can
90?
He do it again?
80, it was 90.
He died of steroids, 90? Right? Did he die of steroids? Earthquake?
Earthquake died of bladder cancer.
Oh, yeah, steroids.
I'm surprised he wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, wait,
I'm
Savage?
I'm trying to think when I
Savage
got out of
Savage played for
Hogan.
The Cincinnati Reds?
Yeah, I knew that.
Huh.
I knew that.
And I don't like baseball. I knew.
I knew that. I knew that. I'm Derek. I knew that. I produced the show, and I know that.
Cincinnati Reds, but then he finished off in Florida Deads.
Yeah. Oh. Sarasota Deads.
Oh, shit.
The Sarasota Deads.
I was just saying I knew that because I was surprised because it's a baseball fact.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about baseball.
I didn't know that either.
I know nothing about
baseball.
First,
I knew that he even played anything.
I watched some thing on him. And
oh, that's right. I remember seeing this card. He improved his swing by... dropping his elbow.
You're supposed to lift your
really?
Elbow.
That's what it says
dude,
on the
that
card.
Wow. That is a fucking
You're
work.
You're supposed
that
to
card.
Lift the elbow.
That is a work card.
I improved my swing by dropping the elbow.
But in baseball, technically, you're supposed to lift the elbow.
Exactly.
So who knew that dropping the elbow would improve his
exactly.
swing?
Exactly. That's why that card doesn't work. You want to get your elbow up high.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like a Seinfeldian douchebag.
You want to level
dropping his elbow.
You want to pitch me to splitter and dig it.
I'm going to go up a field with this one. This one's going wow. to the rafters, yeah.
I'm gonna point to the outfield like Babe Ruth did, and I'm not gonna
do
there.
It like this.
And I'm gonna wear my tassel,
his
brother.
Pinky.
What?
He's gonna point with his pinky to the outfield. Imagine. He just gets up, and he just holds the bat up, and he just points with his pinky to where it's going.
It's going right over there, brother.
Baseball's going right over that Slim Jim sign.
It's going to go somewhere around here. And it's going to drop down in your mid, but over here. It's going to go up and then somewhere around here.
I'm going to go up there and I'm going to swing it like this.
And then, yeah. I'm going to cross home plate and step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. I'm going to hit the catcher and break him like a Slim Jim.
Then I'm going to bend over Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, will you bend over for me?
And I'm going to fucking...
I'm going to make that catcher. I'm going to hit him like I will a tree in the future.
And then when I'm a pile driver, she's going to suck my dick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And she's going to get my bat in my dip. I'm going to kill you like the passenger in my car.
Yes.
I'm going to take my glasses off and freak out everybody at home with my weird eyes. And then we're going to go drop into that forest and crush that tree. Did he bat with like all that fancy shit on with his health
and
job?
And then,
jacket?
Oh my God, my heart stopped shock me. I'm just going to inexplicably start wearing a cowboy hat. For no reason. Whatsoever. The sun's in my eyes. Leave it alone.
Like, why did he start? Like, no one even brought it up.
With
like,
the cowboy
wow,
hat?
Macho Man's wearing a cowboy hat.
Didn't he start
I
wearing
don't know,
the cowboy
hat? I'm going to take my visibility.
I think he substituted the crown with the hat at some point.
Is that what it was?
I think that was the transition because he had, like, the feathers and shit in it. He's trying to make himself look a little more royal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's when it happened.
Macho Man ruled.
Like, he looked awesome with all his gear on, and then as soon as he took those glasses off, he had those little beady eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Like dude. Two piss holes in the snow.
There was, like, veins in his cheek. He was fucking pumped
I loved him.
He did.
Yeah,
he
was
best.
Classic.
I did.
Him and Hogan.
Yeah.
That's some good battles.
We're a Hogan fan.
WrestleMania 5,
their
baby.
Battles
like
were
even
good.
I guess
good
even
matches.
For me at my young age, I could just see that they were just shoving him down your throat. You know what I mean?
Well, they had good matches. Yeah. Their matches were good. Like they were memorable.
Like I was just like more Andre than Hogan. You know. Ugh. I guess I always like the heels. I guess
I think if Hogan wasn't around, Macho Man would have been like the Hogan. Like he was that status.
Like the one wrestler there. From when I was a kid that I can remember I liked was Model. I was like a Model Martel fan.
I never liked
weird
him.
As that was.
Really?
Yeah. Like that's the first guy I can remember in my head. Like
I am a model.
I want to watch this guy every week.
I want SD Special Delivery Jones.
I don't think anybody
wants career.
Him.
Anybody no. wants him? But I just I don't know.
The hole in the back.
I just always liked the heels. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well,
isn't that what started the feud though? With Hogan and Macho was him grabbing Elizabeth's ass.
It was a little bit of Elizabeth.
You mean like the worked
on, yeah. Remember, like,
feud,
like
or
Macho
the real
Man
life
was holding
feud.
Elizabeth on his yeah. shoulders and he was grabbing her ass. And he was like, "Oh, why'd you grab her ass, brother?"
I don't know.
Get your hands off that!
You know it's all fake, right?
She was definitely some good rap puss.
She's a pretty fine looking woman there.
She's in the 80s, yeah.
Especially with the 80s hair.
Yeah.
She never fucking talked.
I tell you what, there's
like,
not many.
She always looked like she was being held hostage.
There's not yes. many chicks, even chicks from the 80s did. That can pull like, off 80s hair. She can pull it off.
Can I run out of here?
Call the police.
You think they.
Let's run out of here right into Dick.
Like Mr. Horse.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, Derek's.
Do you have any rubber.
Rubber nipple salesman.
Rubber Walrus protector.
Derek's what? Favorite wrestler, obviously, is Roddy Piper.
It was, yeah, growing up.
Because he's your fucking kith and kin.
Don't blow no
what?
More smoke
he's
in
your
my
kith
face.
And kin.
Kith and kin?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Aristocrats. We'll see you on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Show's over.
Thursday.
That's it. That's all we got.
See ya.